Small gestures in a relationship, those everyday acts of thoughtfulness, are often overlooked, but they're incredibly powerful. I mean, think about it. A sticky note on the bathroom mirror, a quick text midday. All they take is a few moments, but the effect can stick with someone all day long. They create this foundation of consistency. It's like saying, "You're on my mind," every single day without needing grand declarations.
Yes, exactly. And Caleb, it's beyond just being thoughtful, isn't it? It's that these small actions build a sense of reliability. When your partner does these little things regularly, it's almost like they're saying, "You can count on me."
Absolutely. It creates trust, right? Consistency breeds trust. And when you feel like you can rely on your partner in those small ways, it has this compounding effect on your sense of emotional stability in the relationship. Essentially, the small gestures act as, well, glue. They hold everything else together.
Right. And it's funny, isn't it? Often we're so focused on the big milestones, anniversaries or holidays, that we forget the value of just showing up in our daily lives. I worked with this couple once. Let's call them Sarah and Liam. They were busy. Careers, kids, just life overwhelming them. But they made this commitment to spend 10 minutes every evening just talking, no distractions. It started simple, but over time it became a priority. And honestly, it transformed their relationship.
Exactly. It's the intent behind those small pockets of time, isn't it? You don't need a whole day at a luxury spa. Just those 10 minutes, I mean, that's doable for almost anyone, can make all the difference. And there's some real psychology behind that. I've read studies where couples who engage in those little regular acts of kindness tend to report higher satisfaction overall. It's about that emotional safety, knowing someone's looking out for you.
That's it. Emotional safety. And you know, Sarah told me it wasn't even about having deep conversations all the time. Sometimes they'd just sit silently and hold hands. But that simple act? It was grounding, like saying, "I'm here."
It's fascinating how the smallest actions can have the most profound impact. It's like when the big challenges come up, and they will, you already have this reservoir of goodwill and connection to draw from. And that's, honestly, that's invaluable. And building on that reservoir of goodwill, this idea reminds me of what Bill Perkins calls memory dividends. It's such an interesting thought, how the shared experiences we create, whether big or small, aren't just fleeting moments. They become these lasting emotional investments, bringing joy and connection long after the moment has passed.
Oh, I love that. It's such a beautiful way to frame it, right? It's not just about the experience itself, but how it continues to enrich your life over time. Those inside jokes, the shared stories, they stay with you, don't they?
Exactly. And what's powerful is that you don't need to climb Mount Everest or book a month-long getaway to create these moments. It can be as simple as establishing a small ritual, something unique to the two of you. Maybe it's a weekly coffee date, or sharing highlights from your day before bed. Things like that.
Yes, and those rituals, when they're done intentionally, they become anchors in your relationship. I remember this couple I worked with. They had what they called Thankful Thursdays. Every week, they'd share one thing they appreciated about each other. It didn't take long, but the ripple effect was incredible. They started to notice and celebrate even the smallest gestures throughout the week.
That's such a great example. It's about creating moments that actually mean something to both of you. And it's where surprises can come in too. They don't have to be extravagant, just thoughtful. Like, if your partner's been talking about how stressed they are at work, surprising them with their favorite dessert, or even just tidying up, you know, doing that one thing they've been putting off, it speaks volumes.
It so does. There's this sweetness in recognizing what the other person needs without them having to ask for it. Those moments of feeling seen and cared for, they create that deeper sense of connection. And honestly, they bring you closer to the people you want to become in the relationship.
Right, and it ties back to this idea of emotional wealth. With every shared experience, every thoughtful gesture, every kind word, you're building this reservoir that you can, well, that you will, draw from. And over time, it compounds in the best way possible.
And the beauty of it all, Those dividends aren't just reserved for the big things. It's the daily joys, too. Like sitting in complete silence, sipping tea together, or dancing around the kitchen while you're cooking dinner. Those tiny, everyday things can fill your emotional bank just as much.
Those tiny, everyday moments we talked about, like dancing in the kitchen or sipping tea together, are so powerful. And they remind me how intentional planning can make sure we create even more of those experiences over time. Bill Perkins has this concept called the time bucket strategy, and I think it's a game changer, especially for couples. The idea is simple. Plan out the kind of enriching experiences you want to have at different stages of your life. It's about recognizing that some things are best done now, not later.
That's right. It's this idea of aligning your time and your energy with what's most important to you right now. Because let's face it, what you can do together in your 30s might not be as feasible in your 60s. And it's not about rushing to pack everything in, but rather being intentional.
Exactly. For instance, think about an experience you've always dreamed of sharing, like traveling to a place that excites both of you, or even something closer to home, like starting a new hobby together. The time bucket helps you figure out when it makes sense to prioritize those moments. What's achievable now? What will mean the most later?
Right. And I remember there was this couple I spoke with, a doctor and a teacher, so you can imagine their schedules were all over the place. But they sat down one evening and made this list of things they both wanted to do. Hiking a glacier, learning to bake bread together, taking salsa lessons. Then they paired those ideas with the energy they knew they had at different stages. It became their guide for planning moments that deepened their connection.
That's such a great example, Elena. It shows how the time bucket strategy isn't about cramming in everything at once. It's about creating space for things that matter most when they matter most. And here's a pro tip. Remain flexible. Sometimes life throws curveballs and your timeline shifts. That's okay. The key is to keep revisiting and adapting as you grow.
And speaking of growing, I love how this concept isn't just about big adventures, right? It's also about the everyday, like carving out those small, consistent rituals we talked about earlier, having morning coffee together, a nightly gratitude check-in. These small moments of alignment fit beautifully into this larger life planning.
Totally agree. And here's something else to keep in mind. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment or the most convenient time to start investing in these experiences. Often, perfection can become an excuse for postponing what truly matters.
Oh, that's such an important point. Sometimes it's about embracing the imperfect. Like Caleb, when was the last time anything turned out exactly as planned? The best stories, the most meaningful memories. They often come from those in-between moments, don't they?
Absolutely. It brings us back to this idea that life, and love, is in the little things we do now. If you've got that time bucket, start filling it with what's meaningful, one moment at a time.
And as you do, remember, every small step, every shared experience, every bit of quality time, it all adds up to something so much bigger. A relationship that feels deeply lived, deeply loved. And isn't that what we're really here for?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Elena. And on that note, that's all for today. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Keep showing up for each other, and we'll see you next time.
Take care and keep creating those moments, big, small, and in between. Bye for now.